COVID cases on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, the latest member of Congress to say he's tested positive. He made the announcement in a tweet. Warnock was seen huddling with Vice President Harris and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker after the Supreme Court confirmation vote. Earlier, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she tested positive as concerns grow about President Biden getting the virus.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president's most recent test Wednesday night was negative. She cited CDC guidelines on close contacts, which are defined as
being within 6 feet for a cumulative total of 15 minutes over a 24-hour period. That they were not.
Psaki said any change to the president's testing regimen would be up to his physician. As for those around the president for an extended time, they are vaccinated, boosted, and often masked and tested as interactions happen. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
More than 125 members of Congress have tested positive for COVID this year. A federal appeals court has upheld President Biden's requirement that all federal employees be vaccinated against COVID. In a 2-1 ruling, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed a lower court decision and ordered dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the mandate. This afternoon, the Senate voted to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to become the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
We were helped immensely by the fact that President Biden picked the most extraordinary individual that I could think of in America.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, three Republicans broke ranks, siding with Democrats to confirm her. The Department of Justice is in the early stages of investigating the handling of classified material taken to Mar-a-Lago when President Trump left office. Fox News can confirm the House Oversight Committee is looking into 15 boxes taken to Trump's Florida home. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Washington State Department of Health says at least four additional people died from COVID-19 complications before the date of the first known death was announced.
State health officials now believe the first person to die was a woman in her 30s in Snohomish County on February 24th, 2020. Originally, the first death on record in the state and the U.S. as a whole was February 28th, 2020. The state health department says the woman had a travel history and underlying health conditions. The Seattle Times reports three of the four died before the initial announcement at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, the long-term care facility that had the first known U.S. coronavirus outbreak. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A report from Facebook owner Meta finds a big jump this year in disinformation and propaganda linked to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The company says its review also has found an increase in domestic disinformation and propaganda in countries around the world, suggesting the tactics used by foreign intelligence organizations are now being used more widely for political and financial motives. A classic rock band reunites to benefit Ukraine.
Pink Floyd is releasing new music for the first time in nearly three decades to raise money for the people of Ukraine. The track with band members David Gilmour and Nick Mason features the lead singer Boombox singing a patriotic Ukrainian song recorded in front of Kyiv's St. Sophia Cathedral, which went viral on social media. Gilmour performed with Boombox in London in 2015. He called the video a powerful moment that made him want to put music to it. Gilmour said he spoke to the singer who was recovering in the hospital from a mortar shrapnel injury. The song drops Friday, and the band says proceeds will go to the Ukraine Humanitarian Relief Fund. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 87. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.